She looked around the circle slowly, meeting each pair of eyes in turn. All were welcoming, as far as she could see, human and elf and those of part blood alike. When she completed the circle, she nodded once and began. Lords and ladies of the realm, elves of the kingdom, I was honored beyond my due by your king's offer. But paladins are bound to the gods they follow. I came here on quest. I am on quest still. After long prayer, I believe I now know what that quest is. She paused. The room was utterly silent. Even the fire on the hearth burned without sound. It is not to be your queen. At that, an outbreak of sound, rustlings and murmurs. Pox ignored this and went on. I thought long on this. I would have been glad to take it. But it is not my quest, and I may not turn aside. Now they were quiet again. But your kingdom's peril, counselors, is my task, and I believe the gods wish me to find your ruler, the one who should be here, in the place you offered me. I think it was for this that this sword came into my hand, for this that it responds to me. Now she drew the sword, and its blue glow lit the room. Not that I rule myself, she said, slipping it back into the scabbard, but that I find its lawful master. But he's dead, said Sire Belverin. It was made for Falkyrie's son, and he's dead. Is he? Asked Pox. Heads turned. She saw the uncertain glances. She looked past them out the tall windows. I am a stranger here. Perhaps I heard things new that you are too familiar with. You think he is dead. But what is the proof of that? They searched bodies, the queen. Pox stilled the gabble with a gesture. They were attacked. The queen was killed, so much is clear. But the prince? His body was never found. What if he lived? If he lived, then why did we never hear of him? Asked one of the others. And how could a child like that live alone in the forest? I do not know how he lived, or where he is, or why no one ever heard, said Pox, but I believe he was not killed. Last night, much of this was new to me, so I listened to everyone and heard what was said, not what I expected to hear. She turned to Amrothlin. What did you say was the message sent to Eliam Halveric when he offered to return this elven blade to elves? The elf's eyes flashed at her. He was told to return it to the one for whom it was made. But, Sire Halveric stopped in mid-sentence and stared. You knew the prince was alive? You knew? The elves would know, said Pox, if anyone would. She saw the mouths open, the start of an uprising, and spoke quickly. You all assumed the prince had died in the attack. You all assumed the elves' message meant something, or someone else. But if the prince were alive then, and that was how many years ago, then the elves may have meant exactly what they said. Was he alive then? Asked Sire Halveric. Amrothlin nodded.
He was,
he said without any emphasis.
Why didn't you tell us? Why, it could have saved...
Amrothlin interrupted.
My lords and ladies, it could not be. At first, we too thought he was dead. We could not sense his tag. When at last one of us saw him again, he was...
He stopped, and looked around the room before going on.
He was no longer a prince.